time now for Conversations with the Mayors. Conversations with the Mayors presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsboro today, and we are joined by the new mayor of Hillsboro. She got sworn in officially yesterday after winning election last month. Jen Weaver on the line. Mayor Weaver, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to be here.
So swearing-in ceremony was last night. Of course, the farewell to outgoing Mayor Tom Stevens. He had some words, and then you're swearing in. What was that like for you, and what was the overall meeting like?
Well, and it was really a wonderful kind of love-filled, very festive evening. We had a packed room, lots of people coming out to, just honor Tom's many years of service for the town and to celebrate the new folks being sworn in last night. And it was just a great feeling of big-time love for Hillsboro in the room. So it was very exciting and very fun. And then, we do the swearing in and we get right down to business. And so I made it through my first meeting.
So what was...
I don't think I broke anything yet.
That's good. What was on the agenda for last night?
Last night, it was our organizational meeting, so getting folks appointed to our outside committees was a main order of business. Also appointing our new mayor pro tem, which will be Commissioner Mark Bell. And we had a few other honorary proclamations for Robert Dowling and for Robin Jacobs with the Eno River Association, and Robert, of course, with the Community Home Trust, and for one of our police officers who recently retired just on December 1st. So it was a lot of honoring all around where our main orders of business.
So as we get into 2020 and your first term as mayor, what are the board's plans? What's on the town's agenda? And what are your plans for the next couple of months?
Well, in Hillsboro, we start our budgeting process pretty early. And I know that staff is already underway into that process. And so we'll be looking towards that here before too much longer. And, it's the same things that I and my commissioners, my fellow commissioners have. See, I'm still getting used to what I am during the campaign for mayor, and the commissioners have been talking about for a while now, is that, really taking care of what we got is always our top priority. And so being sure that we can continue to provide excellent town services. And the trick is doing that without, making our residents too cost burdened, because, it costs money to run a town well. And so we've just got a little, there's a little tension there because things aren't easy for everybody, and trying to negotiate that, and definitely trying to think about the issue of climate change and how to be more resilient and to mitigate where we can. Those are the big topics on my mind.
Well, if you're listening out there, hillsboronc.gov is the town's website for more information on town government. Speaking with Mayor Jen Weaver, and the business of town goes on immediately today. There was a pretty cool ceremony earlier this morning, right? A ribbon cutting for a new store.
That's right. My goodness. You cannot have missed the new ABC store if you have been to Hillsboro anytime in the last 6 months when they've been constructing it. And the ribbon cutting and grand opening was this morning, bright and early at 9 o'clock. And there were easily hundreds of people there. People were very excited. They had some rare bourbons that people had the opportunity to purchase. So there was a wristband process. It was a fun event, fun thing to start as my first official act this morning, and lots of folks turned out.
They know how to do a ribbon cutting.
Who got the lucky numbers?
If
right.
They're bringing the bourbon to it, man.
Exactly. that's the tip. Have a rare bourbon contest. You'll get the folks out.
How much is that going to mean for the town's economy, generally speaking?
Well, I'm ignorant on the specific numbers. I'm sure that our chamber has some good numbers on that, but just based on the people who were there today, to have a store that size and in that location, it's so prominent that you know, you can't miss it. And I know we're going to get lots of people coming in there. It'll be great for us.
Any jokes about the fact that y'all are showing up at 9 a.m. to go to the ABC store?
Oh yes, definitely.
So other things going on in town. I know we got the word, if it was earlier this week or at the end of last week, that the withdrawal restriction on the Eno was lifted, which is good news. I know we were talking about that back in September.
That's right. So the restriction has been lifted, which was voluntary, but we are asking people to still voluntarily conserve water where they can, because if you'll remember, because of the construction of the new reservoir, we were already lower than we would normally be because we had to drop the levels to do the construction. And then the drought on top of that was what made things a little tricky there. So we're still asking folks to voluntarily reduce their water use, but it's great to look out the window and have some more rain out there today. So every bit helps.
Absolutely. And just as a reminder for folks, because I know it's good advice anytime to try to conserve water as much as possible, some tips
Definitely.
For people who are looking to try to do that just in general?
Well, let's see. You can, you know, certainly put in things like low flush toilets. You know, there's specific, I'm trying to remember, there's a word I'm reaching for that I can't grab, but
low flow, you know. is that the word?
Well, yes, low flow toilets. I mean, and then there's other things
right,
you can purchase
right.
for your water features in your home that you can do. And this time of year, thankfully, there's not a lot of watering. And I think that's the main thing, is during the big growing seasons, is people really want to water their lawns. But I'm a big fan of zero scaping and planting drought resistant plants as it is. So I'm a big encourager of low water use, native drought resistant plantings in your yard instead of a big grassy water intensive lawn. But we've moved into the season where that's not as big of an issue.
Right. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. You can go there to get more information on the Hillsborough Police Department as well. Mention that, because the toy drive is still going on for another couple of days. Santa's coming on Thursday, right?
That's right. And the toy drive goes on through noon on Thursday, so people can still drop off toys at the Hillsborough Police Department right there on Churton Street.
How much of a response have they gotten this year? I know they always get a lot of people out donating.
Yeah, I saw some of our officers at the Fairview Community holiday party, a few days ago, and they were saying that they were getting a good response and just hoping that they kept on coming as long as people could bring them.
Awesome. Other things going on in town that people want to know about?
Well, you know, just come on over to Hillsborough, because we're very, very we do the holiday season very well. It's very cute right now. It's cute all the time. But just, you know, coming out and walking the streets and seeing all the lights up, it's just a lovely time of year to be in Hillsborough. So no big events, I don't believe, coming up this weekend. Candlelight tour was last weekend. And taking a little breather before Lantern Walk will be on the 20th, which is always a wonderful, beautiful evening.
Really looking forward to that. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for the town's events and happenings calendar. You can get a full update of things coming up in town. Mayor Jen Weaver, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you next week.